Hi, and welcome to the show. My name is Jeffrey.
And I'm Laura.
And we have been discussing Hershey's Kisses, which is a favorite chocolate treat of many. And let's talk a little bit more about chocolate, okay?
Okay, let's do that.
Well, what time of year do you think people eat the most chocolate?
Anytime really. 什么时候都可以吃巧克力啊? Maybe not in the summer.
Not in the summer? Why
Right.
not in the summer?
Because the chocolate will melt easily. 它很容易融化，那吃的时候手就会黏黏, you have all these yucky sticky hands.
That's a great point. However, there is a holiday in the winter that is famous for chocolate. Do you know what I'm talking about?
You mean Christmas?
No.
No. Okay, what is it?
Well, Valentine's Day. It's a tradition
Oh.
to give someone special a box of chocolates.
Or Easter time. We have those Easter eggs,
That's
right?
right, Easter chocolates too. But as you said, any time is a great time to eat chocolate. So maybe we should go get some. But first, we need to go
Okay.
to part two of our lesson.
Right.
All right? So
Let's do
let's go
that.
to that now.
Milton Hershey, the Chocolate King.
A century ago, milk chocolate was very expensive. Hershey decided to try his hand at making affordable milk chocolate. Finally, he found the solution and produced the first Hershey's bar in 1900. 7 years later, the company introduced Hershey's Kisses. Besides chocolate, Hershey also believed in helping others. He built a community and a park with amusement rides around the factory for his workers. Soon, the town of Hershey formed in Pennsylvania. It still attracts millions of visitors each year. Although Hershey died in 1945, his spirit, like his chocolates, lives in the hearts of many.
World power!
Century. Century. Napoleon Bonaparte became the leader of France in the 18th century. Napoleon Bonaparte became the leader of France in the 18th century. Factory. Factory. The company is moving its factory to China to save money. The company is moving its factory to China to save money. Form. Form. A great idea for a comic book began to form in Anthony's head. A great idea for a comic book began to form in Anthony's head. Million. Million. There are millions of people with no food living in Africa. There are millions of people with no food living in Africa.
Part two of the article begins. A century ago, milk chocolate was very expensive.
Wow, that's a long time ago.
Right, a century is a 100-year period, starting from zero. So, right now the date is 2013, 2014?
Yeah.
Okay, so we've had 21 centuries.
Whoa.
Or 22. I'm not very good at math, but you get
Same.
The point, okay? So, for example, Napoleon Bonaparte became the leader of France in the 18th century.
Okay, Napoleon Bonaparte became the leader of France in the 18th century. 哇，所以今天课文一开始我们就提到呢，哇，这个在100年前，当然就是很久很久以前的，也就是有一个世纪这么长，就是 a century, which is 100 years. 这个巧克力呢，其实是非常昂贵的哦。那刚刚其实我们在例句呢，其实就跟让大家介绍一下，像 century 也可以用来表示几世纪这样的意思，像是18世纪呢就是 the 18th century, 所以拿破仑呢在18世纪就成为这个法国的领导人哦，他可说是这个法国人民的皇帝哦。Okay, and sometimes we could talk about, say, for centuries to mean hundreds of years, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right, so it would be a long time.
Right.
All right, so...Hershey decided to try his hand at making affordable milk chocolate. What a great guy.
Okay, 所以这个时候呢，就是 Hershey 就想说，好，那我就要试着做大家都可以买得起的牛奶巧克力哦。那其中你刚刚有提到 try one's hand, 就是试试看试着做什么东西这样的意思。
So to try your hand at something is to try to do it well. Okay,
right.
Maybe something you've never done before. Okay, so it was really expensive, but Hershey wanted to make milk chocolate affordable. Affordable means cheap or easy to buy, not very expensive.
Affordable 当然就是指负担得起这样的意思哦。当然了，如果在口语来说，你想要说你可以负担得起什么，你可以说 I can afford 什么什么，或者是什么东西你负担得不起，你就可以说 I can afford 什么东西这样的意思啦。
So Mr. Hershey worked very hard, and finally he found the solution and produced the first Hershey's bar in 1900.
哇，所以终于呢，这个 Hershey 先生呢，他找到了这个解决的方法，然后呢，在1900年的时候就制作了第一个 Hershey 巧克力糖。
Right, and what he found was a solution. A solution is an answer to a problem.
没错，其实 solution 这个字呢，我们常常会看到它就是有着解答啦，或者是解决什么东西的办法这样的意思啦。
So there was a Hershey's bar, you know, kind of like a normal chocolate bar, a long piece of chocolate. And then 7 years later, the company introduced Hershey's Kisses.
Okay, 那之前我们刚刚提到的这个 chocolate bar, 当然都是比较长条状的这样巧克力糖果。不过呢，在七年后咯，这个 Hershey 公司呢，它就推出了我们今天或是昨天都刚刚一开始有看到的，就是那个 Hershey's Kisses.
Okay, and we saw the word introduced. Now this action, to introduce something, usually we think of this being people introducing themselves,
like,
hello, my name is George, it's nice to meet you. But this can also be used when a company...brings a new product out for sale, okay? They introduce it to the public.
没错，其实像 introduce 这个字，通常我们是在比如说自我介绍啊，或是介绍什么的时候会用到。不过在这里，因为我们讲到是产品，所以就是表示第一次我们推出来这个产品这样的意思啦。
So if he tried to make chocolate affordable for everybody, he sounds like a pretty nice guy. He wants everybody to enjoy delicious chocolate.But actually, there's much more than that. Besides chocolate, Hershey also believed in helping others.
Oh, that is so sweet. 所以除了这个巧克力呢 ,Hershey 还相信呢要怎么样要帮助人这样子一个意念哦。当我们用 believe in something, 就是表示相信某个意念或是什么东西是存在的这样子的意思啦。
Okay, so you can believe in something...It means you really hope that's true. You really think it's true, and you hope you can change the world. So, for example, I believe in animal rights. I don't think people should be mean to animals and hit them or treat them badly.
真的，其实人权很重要，动物权也很重要哦。就是呢，我们不能虐待动物。That is really good. That's a really good point you just made.
Is there something you believe in?
I believe in what Hershey believes in.
Okay.
Helping people.
Yeah, it's always good to help people who need maybe money or food or something like that. Okay, so back to Hershey. The article says he built a community and a park with amusement rides around the factory for his workers.
He is too good to be true.
Sounds like a great boss. He built this fun place for his workers.
Okay, 所以呢，这个 Hershey 先生他人会不会太好了？他为他的员工们哦建立一个 community， 就是社区，而且里面有什么呢？还有游乐设施呢。哦，真的是太棒了。然后在哪里呢？就是 around the factory， 就是在他们工厂的附近。那这里我们提到的 amusement rides 就是游乐设施这样的意思啦。
Now, factory. A factory is a building or group of buildings in which goods are produced using machines. Okay? For example, the company is moving its factory to China to save money.
The company is moving its factory to China to save money.Okay, factory 就是指工厂这样子的意思啊，像是 shoe factory 就是鞋子工厂。OK， 那刚刚的例句就是说呢，这个公司呢要为了怎么样 save money， 就是省钱呢，就把它的工厂搬到了大陆啦。OK， and sometimes we can talk about factory workers or factory gates. We can use it before another noun.
Okay, and this place was really popular, and the Hershey Chocolate Company must have sold a lot of chocolates because it became very big, very successful. And the article says that soon.The town of Hershey formed in Pennsylvania.
Okay. 所以呢，很快的呢，在这个 Pennsylvania 州呢，哇，就组成了一个怎么样 ？The town of Hershey, Hershey 城镇这样子就组成啦，形成啦。
So this town formed. Now, to form is to begin, to exist or develop, or make something else.Start to exist and develop.
Right.
So, for example, a great idea for a comic book began to form in Anthony's head. So,
Ooh.
This idea started to come together in his head.
Nice.
Could we hear that example one more time?
Yes, we could. A great idea for a comic book began to form in Anthony's head. Okay, form 这个字呢，它是个动词，就是形成、成立这样的意思。它的拼法是 form。那像刚刚的例句就是说呢，哇，一个非常好的这个漫画的一个 idea， 一个想法呢，点子呢，开始就在 Anthony 的脑海里形成了，所以他可能开始要动笔画这个 comic books 了。
So speaking of this town named Hershey, it still attracts millions of visitors each year.
I can imagine. 所以呢，我们刚刚提到 Hershey 这个小镇啊，每年呢，它会吸引好几百万的 visitors， 就是观光客，到那边呢去一探究竟。
Okay, now million. This is a really big number. It's 1,000 times 1,000. Okay, so that has a one with six zeros.
Yes.
Okay, but also we can just use it to mean a lot. So, for example, I could say.There are millions of people with no food living in Africa.
Oh, there are millions of people with no food living in Africa. Okay, million 一般来讲我们是有这个一百万这样的意思 ，a million， 或者呢在口语上我们可以表示无数的 ，OK， 它是个名词。像是在非洲有好多好多的人哦，没有足够的粮食。那当然口语刚刚有提到就是。你可以用 millions of things to do， 就是表示有很多事情要做，来夸张说啊，你真的做不完这样的意思。
All right, so Hershey was a great man. So, although Hershey died in 1945, his spirit, like his chocolate, lives in the hearts of many.
真的，虽然 Hershey 他是在1945年过世，但他的精神 spirit 就如同他的巧克力，其实呢住在许多人的心中。
He sure was a sweetheart, wasn't he?
Right, sweetheart. 我们通常 sweetheart 有甜心这样的意思，或者是 a kind or helpful person， 就是人非常好。我们也可以说 he's such a sweetheart. Jeffy's such a sweetheart as well.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Well, let's now go to our wrap up.
Well, that was a very interesting article about Mr. Hershey, the man behind the Hershey's Kisses. So he started a company to make affordable milk chocolate for everyone. And he became very successful, and he even had a town named after him. That's really something special.
真的呢，其实说，我觉得 Hershey 伟大的地方就是说，它不但呢让大家都可以吃到，就是不会那么昂贵的巧克力，而且呢，他还做了很多的善事来帮助人，而且还有一个 Hershey Town 呢，真的是太厉害了。
Yeah, if I could go back in time, I would get a job with Mr. Hershey.
Yes.
Obviously, you get lots of free chocolate, but also he built this park and this community with amusement rides all around his factory. Sounds like a lot of fun.
Okay. 那差不多呢，今天的课文都到今天结束了。那大家可能是不是觉得说意犹未尽啊？没关系，我明天还会再回来，然后告诉您更多有关 chocolate. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Cleaning the room is my pet peeve.
Cleaning the room is my pet peeve.
Hi, Avita. What are you doing this Saturday? 你这周六有什么计划吗？
Nothing special. And you?
没什么啊，就没有要干嘛你嘞。
哦，我妈要我整理房间呢，她说我的房间啊，乱到连猪都嫌。可是 cleaning the room is my pet peeve. 他一定也不懂，我可是乱中有序，好不好？
打扫房间跟养宠物有什么关系啊？不懂英文就不要乱用，好不好？
What is she talking about? Hello, 大家好，我是 Buffy. 我相信大家都有打扫房间的经验。我就是那种不扫则已啊，一扫就要扫到地板会发光的极端个性。好啦，回到正题，今天的句子 cleaning the room is my pet peeve， 打扫房间是我的死穴。 pet peeve 其实是指生活上的小毛病或者是底线，也可以说是地雷咯。像我有个朋友啊，不喜欢人家摸他的头发，只要一摸他就会很生气，因此呢，摸头发这件事情就是他的 pet peeve。 是不是很有趣呢？在这里奉劝大家啊，即使再好的朋友也都会有属于自己的地雷哦，不要故意去试探人家的底线。哎呀，时间又到了，赶快在结束之前再复习一次今天的句子咯。 A plus 小聚会， See you.
Cleaning the room is my pet peeve.
Cleaning the room is my pet peeve.
Chit chat.
Relation 跟 relationship
到底有什么关系呢？
杨姐，我跟你说 ，Alan hasn't spoken to his girlfriend for 1 week.
1 week? 不是才交往两天？
哎，对啊，
那就没了。
没了。
I think their relations may be over soon. 我还是去煮个好料，然后让他补一补，转换一下心情吧。
哎呦，其实表姐也不用这么麻烦，因为 Alan 他从这个幼稚园开始就已经被甩了好多次哦，其实他早就习惯了啦。不过刚刚表姐好像说他的恋情观很快就 over， 他却用了 relations 这个字来表示恋情，大家有没有发现哪里错了呢？其实 relation 通常是用来表示两个群体或国家之间的关系，像常见的片语有 international relations， 就是这个外交或是国际关系哦，还有 public relations， 就是公关公共关系。而且大家有没有发现 relations 一般都是以复数形呈现， For example, relations between those two countries are not good。但是刚刚表姐要说的这个恋情，我们就要用 relationship 这个字哦。像是常常我们听到人家说 Are you in a relationship right now? 就是你现在在谈恋爱吗？另外呢，猜猜看 love-hate relationship 是什么呢？很有趣哦，它就指那种爱恨交加的感情关系。另外 relationship 还可以用来表示人与人之间的关系。 For example, how's your relationship with your family?
What did we learn from teacher Laura?
所以刚刚表姐应该要说 their relationship might be over soon， 因为 relations 一般指的是国与国关系，常以复数形呈现哦。
Milton Hershey, the Chocolate King.
A century ago, milk chocolate was very expensive.Hershey decided to try his hand at making affordable milk chocolate. Finally, he found the solution and produced the first Hershey's bar in 1900. 7 years later, the company introduced Hershey's Kisses. Besides chocolate, Hershey also believed in helping others. He built a community and a park with amusement rides around the factory for his workers. Soon, the town of Hershey formed in Pennsylvania. It still attracts millions of visitors each year. Although Hershey died in 1945, his spirit, like his chocolates, lives in the hearts of many.
Century. Century. Napoleon Bonaparte became the leader of France in the 18th century. Napoleon Bonaparte became the leader of France in the 18th century. Factory. Factory. The company is moving its factory to China to save money. The company is moving its factory to China to save money. Form. Form. A great idea for a comic book began to form in Anthony's head. A great idea for a comic book began to form in Anthony's head. Million. Million. There are millions of people with no food living in Africa. There are millions of people with no food living in Africa.